Chapter 1. You got the wrong guy. Burton didn't like the meet. He didn't like the timing, he didn't like the place, and he didn't like the way Jason Constance, his handler, was fidgeting with the manila envelope in his hands. None of it spoke of good things to come.
I hate fucking Denny's,
Burton snapped, scowling. He had a degree in computer science and had graduated from officer candidate school 5th in a class of 200. But the only person he talked to that he liked and knew as a friend had been fighting in alleyways when he should have been taking his SATs. And Burton sounded more like Ace Atchison and his boyfriend Sonny every goddamn day.
Well, they're disappearing for a reason,
Constance muttered, toying with the envelope again.
Look. What in the hell is wrong?
Burton didn't believe in fiddle fucking around. Constance sighed and ran his hand through tightly curled hair that pulled back from a widow's peak.
I don't like this, he said. I don't like this assignment. I don't like that they specifically asked for my division. I don't like the asshole this request came from. I'm putting it out there. I don't fucking like this. You have the right to say no here. And if you say yes, and this doesn't look kosher in any fucking way, you have the right to bug out and leave the target pristine, you understand?
Burton blinked. He was a military assassin. He worked primarily on American soil, although he'd been overseas enough to get pulled for some gigs in the Middle East. Mostly he took care of people who couldn't be legally identified as terrorists, but who had the stacks of guns and the agenda and the covert acts of violence that actually made them terrorists. A surprising number of his targets had blonde hair and blue eyes and had done some heinous fucking shit. Burton didn't see innocent a lot, and he certainly hadn't seen a target that had tempted him to neglect his duty. Burton palmed the back of his shaved head with a hand the color of burnished dark oak and reached out for the folder.
At least let me see the op,
he muttered. Constance handed him the envelope and darted his eyes back and forth like a fucking spy, when the first thing you learned in Black Ops training was how not to act like a fucking spy. Burton's curiosity, a thing he thought had been yanked out of his chest along with his conscience, surfaced unexpectedly. What had Constance spooked? He opened the folder and blinked.
This kid?
He asked, staring at the photos. The kid had an unshorn abundance of curly black hair. It hung around his ears, was being constantly pushed out of his eyes. A full three-quarters of the picture showed the kid fucking with his hair. It didn't look like a fashion statement. It just looked like the kid forgot it was there. The rest of his face was sort of pretty. Narrow chin, narrow cheekbones, tiny blade of a nose. He had eyes a man could drown in. Burton blinked and tried to slow breathe that thought away. He hadn't had a feeling like that since he told his girlfriend back home he was breaking up with her. The breakup had hurt. They'd been friends since grade school, but not as much as becoming the man he knew he'd become while he was bedding his pretty high school sweetheart and lying his ass off. But this kid's eyes, big, brown, luminous, and a pale face, Burton had to swallow. He usually took care of those urges with a girl for a night, but he'd known they were in there for men as well. He just kept those to himself.
There is.
Constance made a frustrated sound and took a long swig of his dank coffee.
There is nothing in that kid's jacket that looks like he should be in that fucking jacket.
Burton scanned the details and had to agree. He saw a lot of half-finished classes and trips to the dance floors. A lot of pretty bedmates, but no man in particular, and a lot of jobs he'd lost for being late or forgetting something important or for general flakiness. He's a nice kid, one employer had stated, but he's as reliable as a rabbit. Criminals who ended up on the wrong end of Burton's scope were often very reliable. Oh, he killed people on a regular basis? But he punched the clock every day and ate lunch with my wife. That was who Burton was assigned to. Ex-blowing disco bunnies? Not so much.
Hinky,
Burton muttered, looking Constance in the eyes.
I'll say this one more time,
Jason Constance told him, the lines around his mouth seeming particularly deep and bitter today.